Now, I'm very pleased to introduce to you Pastor Fred Dennis, who has a wonderful story. I hope he takes time to talk about his salvation and his path. So come on up, Pastor Fred, and let the Lord guide you.
First of all, I'd like to give an honor to God. Amen. I want to start by saying, you know, it's a privilege to be able to be here, first of all. Amen. This is one of those moments for me that I'm truly blessed. And I fell in love with this place. Amen. So I thank God for this place. Amen. So I basically want to just start off by saying, first of all, I want to give it an honor to God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We ask, oh Lord, as the service go forward, Father God, that the anointing that's here, Father God, that it would get even thicker, Father God. Lord, I thank you for each and every individual person who took the time out to come, Father God. But most of all, Father God, I ask that they not hear what the speaker is saying, but listen to the words, Lord, that it will saturate their heart, Father God. That it will saturate their heart in a way, Father God, that don't look at me, look at Jesus Christ. And so, Lord, as we go forward, Lord, we ask that you get the glory, that you be lifted up, and that you be magnified in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to, first of all, give an honor to God, and I want to say to Pastor Joshua and his lovely wife, I'm so grateful that you've given me an opportunity to be able to come and not just be a part of the ABC family, but to be able to come and give a message. Amen. And that right there itself is a blessing, amen? And so I want to just do that real quick. I'm going to be moving kind of fast, y'all. So if I move kind of fast, you know, you don't have to slow me down, but I will be moving fast, amen? Amen? I want to read something really, really quick because I'm going to be moving. You don't have to go there, but I'm just going to read it anyway for the sake of the Lord, amen? I'm going to go to Psalms 23, amen? The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He makes me lie down in the green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yet though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. For your rod and your staff comforts me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Just that alone gets me happy. Amen. I tell you, I don't know about you, but you know, I got a lot of things to be thankful about, amen. And I just get excited, you know, when I come into a place like this, because see, I come to learn. Yes, I'm a pastor, but you know, pastors learn too. I don't want to go there, but I will, amen. You know, one of the things about learning is that your mind span opens up. It doesn't matter how much you know, where you come from, how much education you got. This is the anointing of the Holy Spirit we're talking about. Amen. It'll take you to a whole different level. I'm a witness. Amen. I want to start off by saying, for some of y'all that do not know me, I know a lot of y'all see my face before, but I'm going to start off by saying my name is Freddie, and I'm originally out of Compton, California. That's where I'm originally from. Amen. For some of y'all that did not know, I was a former gang member. I used to run with Tookie Williams. I was one of those guys that, as they were saying, the world was a bad dude, amen? But now I'm bad for Jesus, amen? And so God has turned my life around, amen? And one of the things I had said in the prison, I said that when I got saved, amen, I'm not going to stay there. I'm going to save some souls, amen? I'm not happy because I'm saved. I want to be able to save souls for the others. So I've been on a journey, and my journey is not just to win souls, but let my light shine, amen? I think it's so important for us as believers and pastors and Christians and those who are in the Word of God. You know, sometime I always share with Carol that, you know, because you're a Christian, that don't mean you have to take the Bible and beat somebody over the head with it, amen? The Bible says, let your light shine, amen? That's all they need to see is let your light shine. So I was happy and privileged, and I was able to turn from my lifestyle and able to just know that God is a good God, amen? You know, I tell people all the time, you can't tell me God is not a good God because I'm a living witness what God could do in your life, amen? When you turn your life over to God and you surrender your life and you say, Lord, here I am, God will move in your life. Now, I want to say this real quick, and I'm not trying to be funny, but I want to be able to be a blessing here. You know, I was one of the brothers, I think I mentioned it to the pastor here, is that when I first started off in the Word of God, I couldn't read or write at all. I'm not ashamed. You know why? Because it's not me. It's him who's working through me. I'm just a vessel for him. Amen. And so, you know, as I was going along and as I was taught and as all these things were going on in my life, you know, I was saying to myself, oh, gosh, what is this? Amen. But at the same time, God had a plan. See, God had a purpose in what he was doing. Some people say the madness. But, you know, the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love God. Amen. And I'm so glad I was in his purpose. Amen. I'm so glad I was in his plan. Amen. And so what God has done with me, God has allowed me to be a pastor also. And for some of y'all that don't know, I go inside of prison. You know, God has a way of doing things for us that sometimes we don't understand it. But I always say, Pastor Joshua, sometimes it's not meant for you to understand it. It's just meant for you to be obedient. Amen. And when you're obedient to God, God will move in your life. I'm a prime witness what God can do in your life. If you would have told me 10 years ago that I'd have been up here speaking, I would have told you, you've lost your mind. Amen. But because of the love I have for Jesus Christ, and because of what God has done in my life, I'm able to say, Lord, use me for your glory, that you be lifted up, that you be magnified. Amen. And so I just want to just share that a little bit with you because I need you to understand, you know, it's not about me. It's about Jesus. Amen. And so sometimes, because a lot of times we see Pastor Joshua and we see his wife, and a lot of us think we're inadequate, you know, we're not this, we're not that. But let me tell you something. The Bible says that God is not a respecter. That means if he works through the pastor, that means he'll work through you too. Amen. The problem is you got to be open and want to be willing. I always tell Carol all the time, we want to be blessed, but we don't want to do God's will. Amen. 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 Well, God, if you bless me, I promise you, I'll go to church. I promise, God, if you give me that beautiful wife, I'll go to church. And then he blesses us, and what do? We turn our back on him. And we're wondering why we go down the street that we go down. You know, I have so many things to talk about, but I'm just going to stay on that narrow path, amen, because I love you so much. I love you so much. I'm going to be talking a little bit about the fruit of the Spirit. I was hearing a little bit when I got here, and I was trying to dice some stuff up and try to figure out, you know, how do you do this? The Spirit said, no, you stay on the path I put you on. Amen? I'm going to start off this way. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithful, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing is no law. You know, every time I hear this particular message or passage or however you want to put it, amen, you know, it hits my heart. See, once upon a time, people were ministering to me. What they were doing, they were bearing fruit, and I didn't understand back then, amen. What they were doing, they were, one was planting and one was watering, amen. But the Bible says that God gets the increase, amen. And so, you know, the fruit of the Spirit is one of them kind of things you got to really, 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 really kind of pay attention to. Because a lot of Christians, you know, we read that, but we read it. But do you really understand what it means when it says have peace? A lot of us, you know, we go through some stuff. Let me put it in a nice term, amen, because I love this place. But where's your peace at? Where's your joy at? I remember one time I was sharing over at the other place. I was sharing about when I met Carol at our church. I was on duty, actually doing a little guard work. And I noticed this lady that was over there, and she was very, very, very gentle to everybody that came near. She was always smiling. You know, how you doing? You know, that's the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And I had to go over there, and I remember telling her, I've been watching you. Amen. And I hope she didn't think I was taking that the wrong way. Amen. But what I'm getting at is that she had something that draw me near to her. What was that? The fruit of the Spirit, her joy. See, a lot of us, we have that joy, but you don't display it. Uh-oh, I don't want to go there, but I will. Let me put this in a nice term. We say we have joy, but we don't show it. Let me put it that way. You're supposed to have the peace that's the path of all understanding. No matter what goes on in your life, amen, you are a product of Jesus Christ. That's why I tell people it's important that you have the fruit of the Spirit. Because if you don't have the fruit of the Spirit, something is wrong. Uh-oh. I'm getting a little excited. Pastor Joshua's wife was reminding me, amen, that don't move around too much. I'm used to pointing and going places, amen. But thank God about being obedient, amen. You know, one of the things for me that was very touching for me was when I read this was love. See, it was once upon a time that I didn't know what love was. I grew up in a Christian family, and my mom and daddy. My daddy was in a group called the Mighty Clouds of Joy. My mother was in the choir. My mother's sister, choir director. I have a cousin, I have a church down there. Just a whole bunch of stuff going on. But when I heard that word, love, it dawned something to me. See, when I was in the gang, we the opposite of love. We take. Love, what are you talking about? And I remember when the Lord said, Fred, I got a calling on your life. And the first thing he said, I'm about love. Love? What are you talking about? What is this thing you're talking about? See, God is love. Jesus is love. How do you call yourself a Christian and you don't have the love in you? Or as I told someone before, how can you love God when you don't even love yourself? See, the thing about this is you got to be careful what you say, because folks is watching you. They may not say it. They may not tell you, but they're watching you. Uh-oh. I feel it. I hear it back there. I ain't mad. We have to learn how to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Well, one of the things I'm going to tell you right now, the only way you're going to walk in the fruit of the Spirit is you got to get in the Word of God. The Word of God is the only way you're going to get it. You can't get it no other way. You can't buy it. Oh, I'm just going to go to the store and pay for love. Yeah, right. What you been smoking and drinking, bro? One of the things about me that when it came to love is that, see, I come from a loving family, but when it come to me having that love, I didn't know what that love was. See, when you become a Christian, you know, and let me clarify something real quick, because, you know, when we say love, we start, you know, thinking about that kind of love. No, I ain't talking about that kind of love. I'm talking about the love of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about being about his business. I'm talking about it's no turning back. As I tell the homeboys in the hood, you know, I was a warrior for the hood, but now I'm a warrior for Christ. Amen. Ain't no turning back for me, amen? Amen? It's all about going forward and not backwards, amen? Amen. So one of the things that I tell them is that, you know, the Bible says that tomorrow is not promised. Oh, well, you know, Freddie, you know, I don't really like going to church, but maybe I'll go to church next week. Yeah, right. If you're not going to go to church now, that tells me you ain't going to church next week either. One of the things about love for me is that it had me to understand that in order for me to be who I am today, I had to understand Christ is love. So what do I do when I say love? Well, one of the things I had to understand is that I had to love my enemies. Uh-oh. Hope I don't step on no toes, but that's what I'm here for. See, when your enemies is coming at you and you're able to tell them, brother, I love you. And can I help you? Can I bless you? They think you crazy. When the enemy sees you smiling and laughing all the time, especially at the job site. I don't know about your job, but I got a job that's off the chain, okay? They talk about everything but Jesus there, amen? But I praise God because he used me as a vessel there. I understand that I'm the light that shines in darkness. I'm not to get caught up in what's going on there. I'm to just say, Jesus loved you, and that's it, and that's all. Man, what's wrong with this dude? Man, this dude is tripping today. Oh, yeah, I'm tripping. Tripping for Jesus, amen? One of the other things I was thinking about here that's really touching to me is peace. A lot of us say we have peace, but why you don't show it? You come into church and you smile. I like to put it this way. Take the mask off and be yourself. See, because when you come into the church is about you growing and learning, not you coming here backbiting and hurting anyone. I'm hoping we don't have them kind of people here. Amen. I know we don't. I say that because how you expect to grow? How you expect to learn? Oh, Pastor Joshua just talks too much. I wish he'd just be quiet sometime. Oh, I know. But what you need to understand is God has brought a man in your life to impact your life so that you can grow. See, the fruit of the Spirit is not for you. It's for the people that he's going to put you in contact with. That's what this is about. You know, I tell people all the time, Pastor Joshua, we come to Pastor Joshua, we hear his message, we get all fired up, and then the next question I ask is, did you share with anybody? Uh-oh. Did you just go home and watch the football game? Did you just go to sleep? Ah, well, you know what? You know, I paid my tithes and my dues. No, let me explain something to you. God has everyone here for a reason. The reason is not only the minister and minister of the gospel, but for you to go out and share. How many of us here have family members that are not saved? Yeah, don't go there, please, because I'll be going into a whole nother message on that one. Sometimes it's kind of hard to be able to talk to them and share with them, especially when you got people in your life you really love. It seems like they're going down another road. I got a lot of them in my family. And my spirit says, Fred, you can't do nothing but pray for them. I do the rest, not you. But Lord, you know what? I just really want to save them. Yeah, right. I tell you why. Sometimes when we do things, we do the things that we do, and that's why we're in the position that we're in today. But when you move out of the way and let God move, God has a way of doing things that you thought would never happen in a lifetime. When I was talking about the fruit of the Spirit, I got happy because I didn't know if to talk about planting fruit or bearing fruit. Okay, because, I can go both ways with this, and I got happy, and I'm excited, and I'm trying to do this, trying to do that. And then the Spirit said, no, you just speak. So you just speak because you don't know if someone in the room may need to hear your message. It's not your message, it's my message. So when I got here, I got excited. All the songs were going on, and I'm excited. And the brother was trying to show me how to work this little thing here. And, you know, and where I go places, I'm kind of loud. I just use my voice because it travels what you can hear. Self-control. Let me just touch that, leave that one alone. But anyway, self-control for some of us is a hard thing to do. Especially when you haven't been taught to have self-control. What am I talking about? You know how you women like to go shopping and, you know, you see stuff and you just start spending. Now, I ain't mad at you. I mean, if you got the money to spend, that's all, you know, that's your money. But now let me hit you with something. Why not take that same money and bless somebody who ain't got nothing? Why not take that same money to someone that you see homeless and say, you know what? God told me to just bless you with this. You know what you do? You bless them and give them a track. See, sometimes when we minister to folks, we try to minister to them in a way that we scare them instead of leading them. Majority of people I've talked to, especially brothers and sisters that's in the gospel that I'm with, you know how the majority of them got saved? They got saved through someone giving them a track. You know, they read it, went home, wherever they was at, and then when they went to where they were at, they opened it up and started talking about this Jesus stuff, and they were trying to figure out what about this Jesus stuff, and next thing you know, they were going to churches, and they were doing what they were doing, until they finally connected. I'm talking about with a church or a pastor or, you know, someone that was in the gospel. One of the things about the fruit of the Spirit is that, you know, we don't like this word long-suffering. See, we deal all the rest of them, but when it comes to long-suffering, we don't want to deal with that one. Lord, I can deal with the peace, I can deal with the joy, and I can deal with it, but I don't want to deal with no long-suffering. Now, let me ask you a question. How do you think he molds you and shapes you? Through suffering. Because a lot of us today, including myself, I'm going to be the first one to say this, if it had not been for that, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Because it's some stuff that I had to go through. And still going through because I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still learning the word of God. I'm still learning, you know, how to be a man of God. I'm one of those guys today that, you know, I love coming here because when I see Joshua, my brother over here, this man over here, it just gets me happy. You know why it gets me happy? Because I'm learning something. Well, let me put it this way. If you're in a place and you're not learning anything, something's wrong. Now, I don't know where your spirit's at, but I know where mine's at. Amen. That's why I'm here at ABC. Amen. My spirit wants to grow. My spirit wants to learn. My spirit wants to go beyond and above. I'm not satisfied where I'm at. You know why I'm not satisfied where I'm at? Because I realize there's a lot of folks out there that don't know Jesus. There's a lot of people out there that know nothing about Christ. So the question is, will you be willing to go? Will you be willing to say, suffer for a week and say, hey, you know what? Let's go in the neighborhood. Let's go in the neighborhood and let's just walk around. Let's take some signs and let's, you know, take some water, some food. And when we see people, we just tell them about Jesus. We ain't trying to hit them upside the head. We ain't trying to do none of that. It's about love. It's not about hitting them over the head with the Bible. Because if you hit them over the head with the Bible, that tells me something about you. A true mature Christian is about love. They're not judging anyone. You know how you see somebody, you say, man, that sister, that brother, there's something about them. It's the love. It's the passion. Like we see Pastor Joshua and his lovely wife. They're always joyful. Man, sometimes I say, man, what they be doing before they come to service? They just be happy. And I'm like, man, give me some of that. Well, the way I'm going to get some of that by being here every Friday. Being a little bit more obedient and learn. Open up my mind and my thoughts and my spirit. So that I can grow, so that I can be a better person. One thing about the fruit of the Spirit, it's a little different because when you have the fruit of the Spirit, you're able to come up against things that you normally wouldn't be able to deal with. I'm going to tap in just a little bit, okay? So don't get mad at me. I'm just going to tap in. You know, some of y'all that got family members or husbands that, you know, you kind of have a problem with, you know, you really want to tell them what's on your mind? Yeah. Yeah, I know. But because of the spirit that lives inside of you, won't let you go there. See, what I try to tell people sometimes, let's try to help one another instead of breaking one another down. That's what's wrong with us today. Everything is about you. And it's not about Christ. That's why you're in the position you're in, because it's all about you. I was sharing with Carol and them. I said, every time I would get in them kind of positions when I was out in the street and I would do something, it would be too late because I'd be already in the back of the police car. It's too late to tell them I'm sorry. I'm already back there already. One thing about the fruit of the Spirit for all of us who are here today, the fruit of the Spirit is something that we don't have to display. The fruit of the Spirit should be all over you. When someone see you at your job, when someone see you in the hospital, see you in the store, it's just something about you that draws people to you. You don't have to have a sign on my back and say, I'm a Christian and I go to ABC. No. When people see you, they should see the love of Jesus Christ that lives inside of you. You know, I had to learn that, Pastor Joshua, because you know, I grew up as a thug, and when you're a thug, you're the opposite of love. You do the opposite of all that. So I had to get a whole transformation. My mindset has to change. I had to get away from my neighborhood. I had to get away from the folks that were just negative all the time. I had to get in an environment where folks were talking about Jesus. And this is that place. For some of us who've been here for a while, you know, you kind of understand what I'm kind of saying. Or do I need to make it a little bit more clear? Because I can if you want me to. I have no problem with that. That's what I'm good at. One of the things God has allowed me to do is not to be a speaker and to be able to go places. But I want to be here because I made a commitment that I'm not going to miss here. Because I see what God is doing in me here. He's allowing me to grow. He's allowing me to be around good people. He's allowing me to be able to grow at a capacity that I cannot explain to you. If you knew me then and see me now, or let me put it this way. You can ask Carol, because Carol first met me, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Oh, she said she put up 5, but so you know I've been moving. Well, she can tell you the difference. It's a big difference. Now, I can tell you right now, and I'm going to just keep it 100, amen? When we say keep it 100, we're going to keep it real, okay? I'm not perfect at all. But I can tell you this. You can't tell me that I don't love Jesus. I tell you this. You got any event have to do with saving some folks? I challenge you to get me there. See, I don't have no problem talking about Jesus. You know why? Because I realized that it was him who saved me. And when God gives you a gift and you don't use it, guess what? Uh-oh. Yeah. I got to go down that street for just 1 minute. A lot of us are really talented here, but you don't use your gift. It's like being a guitar player. When you become a guitar player, long as you're playing, you're gifted. But what happens when you stop playing? It's like being in the church when you're a pastor or a deacon or and you have that anointing on you and you don't use it. Guess what happens? It starts to wither away little by little. See, when God empowers you, God is empowering you for a reason. He's not empowering you to keep nothing. He's empowering you to use it so that you can save others. That's what's so beautiful about coming here, because he teaches us, to my pastor Joshua and his wife, he teaches us how to use those gifts. He teaches us how to use those gifts to the point that, you know, it's like being out in the boondocks and someone needs to be saved. And I get on the phone and call Pastor Joshua in the boondocks and say, hey, somebody wants to be saved. What do I tell them? No, you should already have it in your heart, your soul, your mind. You should already have it there. So when that person tells you they want to give their life to Christ, you should be able to give them some scriptures. You should be able to lead them to some word of God. And you should be able to lead them to someone or somebody that's a little bit stronger than them. The fruit of spirit, I look at it this way. The fruit of spirit is like planting. When we plant, you know, if I'm planting apples, I'm not getting oranges. If I'm planting watermelon, I'm not getting potatoes. So what am I saying? The Bible says you reap what you sow. The Bible says you reap what you sow. So I told you I was going to tap in. I just kind of set you up a little bit. So what am I talking about now? When you come here and the teachings that he is giving you and you don't use them, guess what happens to your life? It starts to wither away. Other words, you're just coming here because you're just here. You're not coming here with no expectation. Expectation means when I step into the room, I'm looking for a breakthrough. I'm looking for a breakthrough because the breakthrough is not just for me. It's for those people that God is going to put in my path so that I can help them to get the breakthrough. I want to say here, first of all, I want to say again, I'm so grateful to be here because you need to understand that I love God. See, I'm not here playing games. I can tell you right in front of your face, I should have been dead a long time ago. But God had a purpose for me. And that purpose was to live for him. Not for me, not for my wife, not for my mama, not for my daddy, for him. So the Bible tells us clearly that we have to renew our mind. For some of us, that's kind of a hard thing to do, especially when you got a lot of stuff going on around you. You know, those who have kids, they're going to school, you're going to work, you're dealing with the husband, you know, you're trying to take care of bills, you got all these things going on. And I've learned something. No matter what you're going through, if you put Jesus in the center of everything, everything will be all right. Oh, my Lord, guess what? I got this and I got that going on. Come on. The fruit of spirit is something for us that when we grab it or take hold to it, it should be something that manifests in you that when your children see you. It's something about you that when your children see you, they say, mommy changed. Daddy changed. Daddy ain't acting up no more. You know, daddy used to, you know, whoop us and, you know, he used to say all those words. You know what I'm talking about. Now daddy pray for us. Now daddy take us to church. Now daddy teaches us how to tithe. You know why? Because their life has been changed. And when your life has been changed, it's not about your life. Someone was, I think it was the brother was talking about, you know, your history, your background, whatever that. You know, I'm one of those brothers because the places I go to, I get to talk about my history because a lot of those brothers that I talk to, they come from the same background I come from. And they're trying to figure out, how did this brother change? You know, he was in a gang. He used to fight the police. He was a drug dealer, all this stuff. I let him know, first of all, it wasn't me. It was him who changed. That's the first thing. The second thing is that I surrendered. I said, enough is enough. And I meant it. Wasn't playing games. Wasn't straddling the fence. I said, Lord, if you're real, take all these desires from me so that I can get stronger in you, not in the world. You know, the world will accept you quick. You know, women, you know how you got those girlfriends that you used to hang out with? You know, the ones you used to go party with, you know, bars and all that stuff. And now they see you and they say, you know, who you think you is? You know what I'm talking about. Same thing with the guys. You used to hang out with the fellas. But when your life belongs to Christ, it doesn't matter what they say. See, I tell them in a minute, it doesn't matter what you say because I don't have to answer to you. I answer to my daddy. It doesn't matter what you say because you ain't got a heaven or hell to put me in. You don't pay my bills. You don't do nothing for me but allow me to go into destruction. The Bible says that God is a God that he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Now, let me hit you with something. Would you give your daughter up for someone that you didn't know? Would you give your son up for someone you didn't know? If you were honest, you would say no. But God loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. He didn't give us his second best. He gave us his best. So my question to you, why you can't give your best? You know, I always hear this thing about, you know, when we go places, you know, well, I really this and really that. And let me ask you a question. If Jesus didn't die on the cross for you, where do you think you'd be today? I guarantee you wouldn't be where you're at right now. You'd be somewhere else. And the reason why I say that, because we need to understand as believers, we need to understand as brothers and sisters in Christ, this walk, this journey that we're on, this journey is for Jesus. This walk, this journey that we're on, it's not about you anymore. It's about you being a role model for your family and your children. This role model, this walk that we're on. See, because when I look in here, I see a lot of pastors and deacons. I don't see you as a person. I'm looking in the spiritual realm, not in the natural. My spirit is a spirit that, you know, I was around people who was in spiritual warfare all the time. Even though I didn't really know back then, you know, what spiritual warfare was, but I understand that. And so it took me to another level, even though I didn't know what that level was. Amen. Now I understand. And the thing today is I want to bring this out because this is important. For a lot of us here, you know, we have our little circumstances, things that were going on in our life. But understand is, don't you know that he knew you was going to go through this before you was even born? Sometimes he allowed things to happen in your life. And he just sits back. So let me see what my brother Fred going to do. Is he going to say, Lord, I give this to you? Or is he going to go to the world? Well, I hate to tell you this. The world's no longer for me. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus Christ. The love that I'm talking about is a love that goes past your daughters and your husband. In Kairos, we call it agape love. Agape love is something that you got to grab and you got to hold on to. It's something that goes a little bit beyond. Something that when I say I gave my life to Christ, it doesn't matter who I'm with, I'm going to serve him. Doesn't matter what situation comes Fred's way, I'm going to serve him. You know why? Because I realized if it had not been for him, I wouldn't be alive today. The scripture says if it had not been for God, where would we be today? I'd probably be in the grave right now. There's a lot of things I've done that I'm ashamed of. But you know God is good. A lot of us take these things for granted. Someone went to sleep this morning and they didn't wake up and you complaining all day. I'd rather be complaining than be laying in a coffin. What am I talking about? I'm talking about serving him. I'm talking about being about God's business. I'm talking about, you know, it was funny when I came a couple of weeks ago. I think, yeah, we're talking about volunteers. I think I heard that right, volunteers, and you're talking about, you know, food, this and that. I said, oh my gosh, everybody in here should be doing something. If it ain't nothing but just sweeping the floor, amen. They take the time out to open up their home for us so that we can learn and grow. If you can't do nothing else, at least help them. At least weed. At least wipe the table off. At least take the trash out. Why I say that? Because now you're showing your appreciation. See, what you're telling them is that, you know what? I may not be able to give like I want to give, but I show would like to be a blessing to you. See, that's the way I feel right now. See, I'm one of those brothers that I don't take the gospel lightly. I'm one of those brothers that when I get a chance to come around somebody like Pastor Joshua, I'm going to absorb everything that I can. You know why? Because you got to understand, I minister too. But I minister in other places. I go places you won't go. I'm not saying you won't go there, but I'm, you know. So I have to be equipped a different way. You know, I can't come in with the yo-yo homeboy stuff. That ain't going to get it. I got to come in with the word of God. Amen. The Bible says that you come in with the word of God. Amen. Because when you come in with the word of God, then the power, the angels, that they can move now. They don't understand when you come in with this yo-yo homeboy stuff. Where this dude come from? He think he in the hood somewhere. I had to learn that. I had to understand that. That was important to me. You know why? Because the Bible says death and life is in the power of what? Your tongue. Sometimes we speak words and don't realize what we're speaking, especially when you're speaking over your children. You know, we get mad, we call them dumb and all kind of stuff. And then we wonder why they rebel against us. Think about the words that you're speaking. We're at the job and someone asks you to help them out and you can call them everything else but Jesus. You know, some of us drive. So, you know, I don't know about y'all, but I've had a couple of times where people have cut in front of me and did some stuff. And I just say, hey, praise God. Because the flesh say, you know what? They lucky I'm a Christian because, you know, I, you know. But the fruit goes back to the fruit of spirit, the love and the joy. It goes back to that. Why? Because when you have the fruit and the spirit of God, you're not going to allow anything to stagnate you. Well, I guess you say this dude tripping, huh? No, I'm telling from experience. I don't know what, you know, where you come from and what your background is. But you're talking to somebody that's been through it. You're talking to someone that because of the love that Jesus Christ poured out on me. See, I had a praying grandmama. I had a praying mama that got me to where I'm at today. And you know what's funny about all that? My grandmother's dead today. My mother's dead today. My grandfather's dead today. And my father's dead today. But they're all Christians. They were all praying. That spirit that they had, it rubbed off on me. I put it to you this way. I'm not trying to be like my mama and daddy. No, I'm going to be better. I'm not going to just stop at a certain point. No, my expectation is just go to the moon. Right. Amen? Right. Amen? Because right. Some of us get complacent. We get comfortable. Oh, I just go to the Bible study and I'll just put a little money in the tithe and offering and then I'll go home and you're doing everything else but what you're supposed to be doing. I've learned that you have to be diligent. You have to be faithful. See, if you don't got no stability in your life, what I mean by that is that if you don't have someone that keeps you in line, you're liable to be doing anything. That's why it's always good for us to support one another, help one another. And it's not so much, especially as grown folks, you know, Pastor Josh, I got to say this. We grown and, you know, we don't want nobody telling us nothing because we think we know it all. Why hate to bust your bubble? That's why you're at where you're at today. You're too busy trying to run your program instead of letting God run the program. See, my thing today is to let him have his way with me. Let him move in my life so that I can learn, so that I can grow, so that I can be the man that God has called me to be. One of the things I've learned about that is being obedient and being humble. For a lot of us, that's a really, really challenge, especially the humble part. Because a lot of us got big mouths. We're used to telling people what to do. And God is saying, no, be obedient, not to them, to me. And when you learn how to be obedient and you learn how to be humble and kind, now he can work through you. Because you realize it's not about you. It's about him. So that's why I keep mentioning about I get happy when I come to ABC. I go, you know, at my home where I'm at, you know, it's a Catholic home. That's all right. They love Jesus too. And I talk about this ABC thing. And you should see the look on their face. They looking at me like, man, what is you talking about? You're always talking about this ABC. ABC what? The alphabet ABC? What are you talking about? I tell them, the brothers and sisters there, really love God for true Christians and mature Christians. People who are hungry for the word of God that are serious about carrying out God's will. Because if it's not like that with you, then you don't need to be here. These are the type, and when I say that, I don't say that in the wrong way. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying the way that Pastor Joshua is teaching us, he's rising us up so that we can do what God has called us to do. You got to be taught by somebody. You got to learn from somebody. Why not Pastor Joshua? One of the last little things I want to leave with you is this. You know, sometimes for a lot of us, because we go through things and we're in a position or it's one of those things where you're not really sure how to deal with a situation, I want to tell you tonight, God has sent me there to tell you he's got your back. He sent me here to tell you he's got your back. The problem is, do you believe that though? The problem is, were you willing to step back and let him move in your life? I don't know about you, man, but it's all about Jesus for me. I'm honored and privileged to be here. You that are listening, I hope that you enjoy what you're hearing, and I pray that Pastor Josh will give me another opportunity to come and minister the word of God. Amen. I just want to encourage you tonight, and I want to thank you so much for just listening to me. Amen. You know, I look at your faces and I tell myself, you know, I wish I had a camera right now and let you see the faces that you have. And no, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good, no bad thing. It's a good thing. No, wait. It's a good thing. I ain't nothing bad. Nothing bad. I say that because what it does for me, it helps my spirit to grow and helps me to be the man that God has called me to be. I thank God for Pastor Joshua and his wife again. And I just pray that as Pastor Joshua continue to be obedient to him, that God will enlarge his territory. I pray that God will continue to pour out blessings upon him like never before. But let me rephrase that, him and his wife. And I pray that as they continue to be obedient to God, that God will use them mightily. And God will use them not just for us, but for anybody and everyone that they come in contact with. So I want to close out by singing a song that I have that I know that will touch your heart. Don't listen to the song itself. Listen to the words that the song is singing, and I guarantee you will be blessed. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. Amen.
Question is, question is